Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Two measures before voters in the Hinton School District failed in a special election Tuesday. Proposition RS, which would increase the district's bond levy to $4.05 per thousand property value, gained 197 yes votes and 296 no votes. The measure needed a 60% majority in order to pass. Proposition RT, which would extend the school district's PEPL levy to 10 years and increase that levy to a maximum $1.34 per thousand, gained 217 yes votes and 277 no votes. The measure needed 50% plus one yes vote in order to pass. The Lamar City Council Tuesday agreed to extend a tax rebate an extra 3 years. Joe Gallus applied for the extension on two properties he's developing. The city's policy is to provide 7-year tax rebates for new development. Iowa code allows up to 10 years of tax abatement in an urban renewal area. Over the years, Lamar's property owners have requested an additional 3 years tax abatement. City staff recommended the council approve the 3-year extension and that they should decide either to end the practice of granting extensions or adopt a 10-year abatement. The council passed a motion to authorize the extension on a 4-1 vote. The abatement for the properties over the next 3 years totals $26,000. Final plans for 3 bridge replacement projects in Plymouth County were approved by the Board of Supervisors yesterday. County Engineer Tom Roy presented the plans for the projects on 165th Street east of Remsen, 190th Street 2 miles south of Brunsville, and Roosevelt Avenue north of County Road C-60 in Garfield Township northeast of Kingsley. In each case, bridges will be removed from the sites and replaced with box culverts. Contracts for these projects will be let on March 26. Construction will take place this fiscal year. Joe Biden easily won the Iowa Democratic Party mail-in system with 91% of the votes. The mail-in system replaced the delegate math that determined which presidential candidate won Iowa caucuses in the past. Iowa Democratic Party Chairwoman Rita Hart says the new system addresses complaints that the caucuses were not very democratic since you had to be present on caucus night to participate. About 20,000 Iowa Democrats requested what the party called presidential preference cards. More than 12,000 were returned by Tuesday. Nearly 4% of Iowa Democrats indicated they were uncommitted to a presidential candidate at this point in the race. 39 Plymouth County Democrats mailed in votes. Summit Carbon Solutions has announced a partnership with ethanol producer Valero for use of its proposed carbon pipeline. Valero has 5 Iowa ethanol plants, including one in Hartley, along with others in Nebraska, Minnesota, and South Dakota. They produce 1.1 billion gallons of ethanol every year. Summit says the company would capture 3.1 million metric tons of carbon dioxide annually that would be shipped through the pipeline that will run through Iowa. The Iowa Utilities Board held an 8-week public hearing on the pipeline permit that ended in November, and Summit is waiting for the IUB decision on the issue. The Iowa House passed a bill that makes several changes to election rules. It would require new absentee ballot envelopes, ban ballot drop boxes at county auditor's offices, and require that absentee ballots be in election offices the day before an election instead of the time the polls closed. Republicans voted for the bill. Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilson said it allows 504 hours to vote, which is enough time. Democrats in the House voted against it. Representative Austin Baith of Des Moines suggests the changes are fueled by paranoia and there's no organized conspiracy to tamper in elections. Kaufman, in response, said no one said there's a conspiracy here and the bill is about election integrity. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.